Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Rainy Friday night, Friday, March the 8th, 2024, 11 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Friday Night Live program, joined in studio by Carrington Nelson and Matt Morgan, along for the ride here tonight. And I can never remember which mic. We have a weird mic layout now because a mic went dead a couple weeks ago and we had to add another one. So we'll hope that this works. I think we've got it right here. But do have to do some quick housekeeping before the program starts. Tomorrow is the 65th annual Kiwanis Pancake Day. I know a lot of you won tickets on the programs today here at the station. Carrington, Matt, and I will be the celebrity servers tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. Mary Ellen Withrow will be the celebrity greeter tomorrow during that time. And then 1 to 2 p.m. we will be doing the show we did at the schools pretty much in its entirety up on the stage tomorrow from 1 to 2. So don't miss that at Kiwanis Pancake Day. Want to thank the Marion Star again for the article on Thursday. They gave a lot of credit to the radio station and everybody involved in all the events with Mary Ellen. And it was on the front page above the fold, color picture. So thank you, Marion Star, for that and all the plugs you gave us in that article. Also want to let everybody know Abby Chase, our buddy, is down in Columbus right now at the Schottenstein Center covering the big wrestling tournament down there, and she will be calling in tonight at 8:30. She was on this morning with me for the first hour discussing what was going to happen. She's been down there all day. The first day of competition is over. She'll be calling in at 8:30, giving us a wrap-up of what happened in day number one for all the Marion wrestlers, and then she'll be on with me on Monday morning from 8 to 10, telling us about the whole tournament. So, plugs are done. Carrington and Matt in the studio. Carrington eating the cookies and drinking Oily Pop. You're drinking Oily Pop cream soda.
Ollie.
No, I think that's Oily.
It's Ollie Pop.
I think that's Oily.
I do believe it is Ollie Pop.
Matt Stock's in that area. He would know what it's called.
You can call it Ollie Pop, but I believe that's Oily Pop.
No, just because you decide how you're reading something does not mean that's how it's correctly pronounced.
Oily Pop.
Earlier, somebody said that.
Do you have orange? What is this? Do you have orange fingernails?
Yes.
Boy, does that stick out.
Right?
I did not see your hands until just now.
I do have orange fingernails.
You certainly do.
Yes.
Neon orange.
Yeah, they're pretty bright.
What's that all about?
We're in Hawaii.
Oh, these are for Hawaii.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Is that what they do in Hawaii? Neon orange? I don't know. I'm stunned now.
No, it's just colorful.
Oh, it's very nice. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us about the Oily Pop.
Ollie Pop.
Okay, Ollie Pop. Thank you for bringing one for everybody, by the way. Maybe I'd like an ice cream soda, but don't worry about it.
No, they're so expensive.
How much is an Oily Pop?
Is it like $3, $4?
What's so good about this cream soda?
It's supposed to be better for you.
Wait a minute. Hold on now.
It's got like...
It supports digestive health.
Yeah, it's got like...
Are you having issues like digesting things?
No.
It's got like probiotic, like bacteria.
It's a probiotic. Yeah, it says that.
It's got bacteria.
Probiotic botanicals, plant fiber. That's just what I want in a good soda. I want a good probiotic.
It's like a healthy soda.
That helps me digest things. Plant powdered? Whoa.
Stop reading my can. I'm taking that away from you.
Holy mackerel. I don't know what's in that.
I'm done. You don't need to know.
I don't need to know. That and chocolate chip cookies.
Yes. Life's all about balance.
Like you're really trying to go healthy here, but let's cram these chocolate chip cookies in there before we put the digestive health probiotic in our mouth.
I love chocolate chip cookies. They're both good. The soda's good. The cookies are good.
You know, they should have named that Oily Pop if it's a probiotic.
Why?
It slides right on through the system.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
They really should have done that.
Ha, ha.
Wow, we're off and running already here tonight. Matt, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, Scott?
Now, you excited for our, what, sixth run tomorrow in 2 weeks as we head to Pancake Day? And she'll have the neon orange fingernails tomorrow. The Hawaii look.
The Hawaii look is going to be live.
It's going to be something.
At the pancake event.
You dressing it up tomorrow to serve pancakes?
Are we supposed to? This wasn't discussed.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys wearing to serve pancakes?
Well, I can't tell you. I've got my fingernails ready to go all neon orange tomorrow, too, because I think that's very important.
I hope that you do.
I think we should go as a group.
I agree. It makes us look more like a team.
We're either all in or not all in.
That's right. So get your orange fingernails on and come on out to the pancake breakfast.
That's right. Orange. You had that professionally done.
I did.
Did you say to him, I want the neon orange? Show me something in a neon orange.
I had to pick the color that I selected. Yeah, I can show you the picture I showed them.
I like it because it says different to me. You know what I'm saying, Matt? Did you see that when she came in before we went on the air?
This is the photo I showed them.
Oh, so that's, what's that?
That's the inspo pick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's just a random girl's hand.
Well, I understand that.
Okay. But you said, what's that? I don't know what else you're asking.
No, because the woman's got more. I didn't know it was a hand.
Oh, I was just, what
are those things on that hand? Could they be fingers? What is that all about?
What were you asking? What is?
The woman had. It looks like it, almost like it from a movie, because the woman's got one of those shirts on that are come above her wrist, and there's a shadow in the background. It looks like a very professionally done photo.
It's a Pinterest photo, so
there you go.
Makes sense.
Okay.
You know, it looks like Carrington decided that she was going to go hunting and she needed some hunter orange.
Oh my gosh, I was wearing a green shirt today and I thought about that.
Or you're a crossing guard.
Yeah.
I bet you could really just do it with your hands at this point.
I'm so safe whenever I'm in Hawaii. I'm going to land the plane with my hands.
You've got cone hands
now.
Oh
yes, I'm sad.
It's a whole thing going on there, but you look nice and it's great and aren't we all happy?
Well, thank you, I'm happy.
Good. Yeah. Happiness is what we all strive for.
That's true.
That and some good oily pop after our...
Olipop.
Oh, Olipop, yes. Excuse me. Why did you need the Olipop?
I actually bought it a couple of days ago at work, and I wanted to drink it on my break, but then I didn't end up drinking it. Because, I mean, you've seen how much food I get on my breaks. Like, I like a variety up there with me.
There was an incident the other day at work. Oh, this is good. I'm glad you brought it up. Between you and I.
Yes, and your onion sandwich.
No, I didn't have an onion sandwich, but let's get into it.
Had a bunch of onions.
No, I did not have a... See, wrong already. You're misappropriating a story.
Okay.
Now, here's what happened.
Okay.
One of our coworkers, your favorite,
yes,
was retiring.
Yes.
So, Kroger, being the great conglomerate
goodbye
that they
and
are...
Goodbye and good riddance.
Gee whiz.
Goodbye and good riddance, that's all. Go ahead. We're having a retirement party.
Wow. And people think I'm mean. In any event... We're having a retirement party, and Kroger, the heart company with a heart, they put on the spread of hamburgers and all of the fixins and potato chips and, what was it, macaroni salad, potato salad, everything, you know, all kinds of food
up
there.
Yeah, it's like we were at a cookout, but indoors.
I was told that's what he requested. That's why we had that.
Okay.
Because they would have done shrimp and other things.
See, I was told that this individual did not want a retirement party at all, so I was shocked.
Oh, no. I was told that this is what he wanted, because I was making fun of the hamburgers, because the hamburgers, all these years, and you get hamburgers.
Whatever. That's what he picked.
So, in any event, we happen to be up there at the same time, go figure, when it's time to eat. And, of course, there you are as I walk in, because I had to go talk to Kathy. Mm-hmm. I was off in the other room talking with her.
Yes.
And you were getting your plate ready.
Yep.
And you started with a bun, and then you put some lettuce, and then you put some tomato, and then you put some burger, and this thing was enormous. I don't even know what else was on
there. It was not that big. It was like a regular sandwich.
I'm telling you, this thing was a big sandwich.
It was not that big of a sandwich.
And you had other things on your plate.
There were chips on my plate.
But you had a big sandwich.
The sandwich is regular size.
Get a big sandwich. So, what I do, because I am not a huge fan of bread, and I particularly that day was not feeling the bread, and I needed to get back downstairs because I'd spent most of the time talking with Kathy. So, the manager, she just got back from jury duty. So, I came in. Oh, I also had to call the huddle, by the way.
I did.
Who's going to call the huddle? You do that, Scott. You do that. You talk on microphones.
Yes.
So I had to go call the huddle, and that's why I was in Kathy's office to begin with. So anyway, I come back. You've got this enormous sandwich and potato chips.
Regular size sandwich.
I wish I could have had a picture. So I go in, and like I said, I'm not feeling the bread. So what I do like onions, and I do like tomato, and I like the meat. So what I did was I took a piece of, I didn't cut the onions. I took a piece of the onion.
A tomato.
You forget the tomato. And a burger. And then I put some mayonnaise on top of it because I'm not big into ketchup or mustard. So that's what I had. And I sit down with this right across the table. And this is like the Last Supper. The table is full when we sit down.
Yes.
So I sit down to eat this thing, and she's got her enormous sandwich right across the way.
My regular size sandwich.
You can call it what you want. It was enormous. So you're tearing into this thing. And in front of all the people, like you tend to do for some reason, you get this hostility built. I wasn't going to say anything to you about your enormous sandwich.
My regular size sandwich. Why would you?
No, and at me, in front of all these people at the man's retirement party, she goes, "What's that?" You know, call attention to what I'm eating. What's that you have?
It's not like they were talking about the man. Everyone was just sitting there chatting.
So you decided, let's call attention to Scott's food.
I was like, I wanted to talk to you. You were across the table. I wanted to make sure that you heard me.
I heard you. So did everybody else in the vicinity. I
wasn't trying to get everyone's attention.
How are you doing? You know that? No. What's that?
What is that?
What is that?
Yeah, it was an interesting choice.
And I said, well, I'm not a big fan of bread. So, and I said, what's that enormous thing? Because then I felt attacked. I said, what's that enormous thing you have over there? He said, this is a regular hamburger. And immediately we were off on a normal tangent. And then, God bless her, your friend, Caitlin.
Yes.
She sees that you're struggling over there, spilling food all over yourself. Mm-hmm. So she did she not? She goes and gets you a napkin.
She got everyone napkins.
Well, really, that's not what happened, because I'm perceptive of these things. She went and got a handful of napkins, and
yes,
she placed a napkin in front of you. And then she put a napkin in front of me, and then she just threw the napkins on the table.
I think she got a napkin for herself, too.
I'm sure she did.
Right. So it was more about herself, and then I'm her friend, so she gives me a napkin. She knows that we're, you know, we hang out and stuff, so she probably gave you a napkin, and then she's like, and everybody else.
Yeah, and then she just threw it to everybody else.
Right.
But she knew you needed a napkin because you were struggling with that sandwich.
I just like to use napkins whenever I eat anyway. So that's not offensive.
But you didn't ask her for a napkin.
No, she was intuitive. That was sweet.
No, she wasn't intuitive. She saw you bite into that thing like I did and realized there was going to be a mess.
There was not a mess.
You know what?
I had the plate and any sandwich innards that...
No, wait. Matt, did you just see what she did? When she was trying to mimic this sandwich, how far were her hands apart? Was that normal sandwich?
There's a microphone between my hands.
This sandwich was this big, I'm telling you. That thing was at least 14 inches. It was 14 inches if it was an inch.
Oh, wow. The 14-inch hamburger.
Yeah, I did. And when you first bit it, you know how a hamburger, she was trying to keep it all together, you know, with her hands, and she bit into it on the one side, and you know the other side flops open, and I looked across the table, and all I could see was, I don't know what was in this hamburger. There was lettuce, there was more than just tomato.
Yeah, there was...
There was tomato on this thing. There was condiments galore.
Yes, condiments. Like you had on your sandwich.
Yeah, but I didn't bite into it like that.
And
it was going to slop everybody.
A tomato and lettuce and cheese in a burger, and that was it.
Oh, it was fun. I put cheese on mine.
That was such a regular size burger.
And then, just to put a cap in this story, they're taking her enormous burger down. Probably took, you know, 7 or 8 cattle just to put that burger together. And I ate my burgers, but I did not. I decided, you know, this onion really doesn't fit.
And he left his onion.
I never touched the two onions. I left the two onions on the plate. And again, she decides, well, I should call attention to this too, because he's getting ready to go. And she said, why didn't you eat the onion?
They were just two giant pieces of onion.
And I said, I'm not feeling the onion today. She said, well, you got the onion. Why wouldn't you eat the onion?
He didn't even take a singular bite.
This is what it always is with her. Always. It's always like that. But no, radio or not. See, you think it's... I think it's like a radio thing. It's regular life, too. It's just the relationship we have now. It's going to be... There's always going to be a... But you start these little... I don't call them arguments. I just call them little tiffs.
Okay.
You start them, and then I come back at you, and then it's always, well, why are you doing that with me?
Like right now?
No. I mean, like normally. That's what you do. Oh, well, here we go. Now we'll see people's... what nail color people have.
Thank you for that photo of your nails.
We'll get to that in a second. But to put a pin in this story, because I think Abby will be calling here in about 5 minutes. To put a pin in this story, is anything I'm saying a lie?
No. I do think that you misinterpret me sometimes. I think I just talk to you like we're friends. And you take that
like
as...
we're friends. Well, dream on. No, we are friends.
Yeah.
Are we not?
No, we are. So whenever I'm just like, what is that? It's not me trying to create a...
No, no, but what is funny is there's literally 17 people in the room. And you... But you don't come at me like, hey, buddy. Or how's it going? Or how's your day been? There's not even a hello. There's no preface. It's like, let's just slam him.
I don't know. It's just like, what's the point in the small talk? Let's get down to the good stuff. Like, if you had something you wanted to say about your day, I hope you'd just be like, oh my gosh.
But were you really offended by my burgers? Was that really the topic of conversation?
I wasn't offended. I was just curious. It was interesting choices. The onion sandwich was interesting.
There is no onion sandwich. I didn't even eat the onions.
Yes, and then the choice to eat neither of the giant pieces of onion that you had taken.
If I don't eat the onion, you can hardly call it an onion sandwich. Now, can you?
Well, I mean, there were two pieces of onion, so maybe she thought you were going to, like, you know, put them together and, like...
No, but there was tomato and cheese and mayonnaise on top of the burger. The onion was on the very bottom.
The onions were just huge.
I didn't
they
cut the onions.
They were giant pieces of onion. Yeah, but you still selected which piece of onion you're going to take. Well, are they all
because,
that big?
It's because usually, like, how you're supposed... Like, I don't know if that's how you're supposed to do it, per se, but, like, usually how I do onions on a hamburger is, like...
They were purple onions, too, by the way.
I like take them by, like, the layer.
Yeah.
And like, lay them on there. But, like, they just kind of chopped the onion like it was a tomato. So they were just...
I didn't do it.
Whole slices of onion.
They were giant.
Yes, what did you want me to do? Bust them up over there with my hands?
Yeah, but you... I mean, you made the choice to take two of them. I was like, oh, my God.
I had two burgers.
How much onions are you going to eat? One. You could have gotten several
rings. I didn't eat any onions.
You ate zero onion.
Right, so...
That's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
All I know is when I left, you were going back for more.
I got more chips. I only had one burger. Thank you.
Because you're running out of time.
That's true.
All right. In any event, goodbye and good riddance. So says the people. It's horrible. In any event, our friend Barbara out there in Pennsylvania, neon nails are very popular. She's got green neon nails.
Yes.
Thank you, Barbara in Pennsylvania.
She has class. Thank you, Barbara. She's defending me.
People listening to this show in Pennsylvania tonight, not only in Idaho, but in Pennsylvania. We're just all over the place. We're really I'm going to say Midwest, even though people probably wouldn't put Idaho in the Midwest, but it's not too far off.
Probably, is that like the West?
Probably.
Did you go Midwest, West?
Yes, I think that's how it would go.
Okay.
And then East.
Yeah, I was just curious, like, what other regions
West,
there were.
West, Midwest, East. South, North.
Okay.
All right.
We're the only Midwest, though.
No. Pennsylvania is Midwest. And Indiana's Midwest. Michigan's Midwest. Kentucky is marry your cousin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know where they are. But those are the Midwest states. Michigan, sometimes they say Wisconsin's Midwest.
Okay. Virginia? That's not Midwest?
No, they think it's still
West
considered
West Virginia?
No, I think they still consider... West Virginia, I think, is considered South. Virginia, I think, is considered probably more East.
Okay.
And then all those states that go up in the arm, Connecticut, and that's all East.
The East.
So, anyway, New York, New Jersey.
Yep.
You know, I'm just holding off for Abby here because it's 29 after, before we get into the topics tonight. But pancake day tomorrow. Are you excited?
I am excited.
I'm scared of what you're going to eat there.
I cannot eat that many pancakes.
It remains to be seen.
Right. We'll see.
Matt was saying earlier on that he wants to see how many pancakes he can eat right before we go up and give a speech. That'll be good.
I don't want to do that. How many think you can eat, Matt?
I don't know. I jokingly said, Scott, how many pancakes do you reckon I can eat in an hour?
How many? What was his prediction? What's your prediction?
he said, I don't know, but there's lots of pancakes, so...
Yeah, right on the ticket it says, all you can eat pancakes. Takeout is available.
Well, we won't be taking out, because we'll be serving in hour number one.
Takeout pancakes.
And we'll be eating in hour number two, and then hour number three we'll get up and do our little road show.
Right, I'm not saying I want to take them, but I'm just saying you could get a lot of pancakes from Pancake Day.
Well, we have established that you do have a little bit of kleptomania.
One time.
One time that I know of. I think that's the whole thing with kleptomania.
Oh,
I really don't
one
know.
Time.
For all I know, you could have stolen that Oily Pop.
That's true. You don't know.
I really don't know.
If Kroger's listening, I did not steal this. I have the paid sticker right on it.
Kathy listens to this show.
Scott's making stuff up about me, Kathy.
No, I know she does. She's a fan. She's been a fan from way back.
I've realized that. I think a lot of Kroger people listen to this show.
They do.
It's like I always hear comments like, oh, it's the radio tonight? And like, yeah, I'm headed there right after this.
You know, it's been a thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Well, I heard somebody the other day when I was coming out of the break room, they said, this is a Kroger comment. They said, hey, saw you on the front page of the paper, followed by, nobody reads the paper anymore.
I heard them say that.
I thought, what kind of backhanded compliment was that? Well, you read the paper, you nitwit.
He saw us on the paper.
He did.
I mean, but there's a bit of a difference because, like, I've read the paper.
We sold out of papers yesterday at Kroger, and we sold out of papers yesterday at Meijer in Marion. So somebody's reading the paper.
Snap!
Oh, I bought four.
But
Matt's single-handedly reading the paper.
Well, no, there were more papers than that, and Meijer was sold out.
That's impressive.
And you, when did you buy the final two? It wasn't like midnight.
No, I don't. I'm not sure. It would have been. I'm not even sure when I worked that day. I think it was a 9 to 5.
Five by five, they were all gone. How often does that happen at Kroger?
I'm not typically paying a lot of attention
Never.
To the paper, but
Never.
Okay.
Never. There are always papers left.
always extra papers.
In any event, that was nice though.
Yeah, that was very nice. That was exciting. That was, we were declared radio personalities in that paper, so I'll forever be flattered.
I don't know. Abby is trying to call in, I think. We're good on this end. I think she's dialing the wrong number. God, I wonder if she had a drink.
Well, say the number.
Abby, the number is 740-383. Oh, here it comes.
9944.
9944. All right, and now we head down to the Schottenstein Center in Columbus, Ohio, because there's a big wrestling tournament going on, as you heard this morning if you listened to the program, and our own correspondent with media credentials down there, Abby Chase, is on the spot with a report from today's festivities. Abby, how you doing?
Hey, it's good. Good. How are you?
Doing well. So how did things go today for the Marion boys?
Well, it started off rough. I mean, it was a good day in the end. So only one Jackson Chase went undefeated for the day. If you won your first match, you didn't have to wrestle a second time. So he won his first match. The other boys, so there were eight total, right? We talked about that earlier. Let's see, there are now four of them are out altogether. And then four will wrestle tomorrow. Hold on one second. Let me double. Oh, that's right. Hold on. Oh no, because the fourth one out is the girl. The girl from River Valley did not make it through to tomorrow.
The girl did not make it through. There was only one girl from Marion in the competition.
Yes, both were from River Valley, but the other girl was an alternate, and she didn't get into the tournament. So yeah, so out of there's. Three boy wrestlers that are done, one from River Valley, Carson Jenkins at weight 106, he did not make it through. Caden Lucart from Elgin and Tyler Pasma from Elgin didn't make it through to tomorrow.
So who did make it through?
Quentin Harrison from Elgin, Sam Mentor from Pleasant, Landon O'Donnell from Pleasant, Porter Rick from River Valley, and Daxton Chase from Pleasant.
Very nice. Now, you said Daxton was the one who was not defeated today, so he only had to wrestle one match. So he was the one who seeded high, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so what does he have to do in the next 2 days to walk out with a big accolade?
Okay, so, and Haley Winslow won her match. I just got that in. Haley Winslow from Elgin won her match. I didn't realize, I didn't know she was there, but we talked about her earlier today.
Oh, so Elgin's still representing.
Yes, for the girls.
Okay. Now, does the girls' competition wind up earlier than the boys?
No, the girls is later. No, so everybody wrestles finals on Sunday. The girls and boys wrestle at the same time.
Oh, okay. So when does the competition end on Sunday?
The finals are at 5 o'clock.
You know what I just thought of? It's a weird weekend for them to do this. The time change happens on Saturday night. You lose an hour.
Too. Yeah, that's gonna be not much fun Sunday morning.
No, that could affect the wrestlers, because what time do they have to start going to the mats?
Well, 9:30 Sunday morning.
Yeah, they lose an hour's sleep on Saturday night. I think that's a weird weekend to have a tournament.
It really is, but it always falls on this weekend, so that's weird.
Yeah, it's very strange. But So right now, how is Marion looking in your opinion?
I mean, I'm happy we finished strong. Like, I was a little nervous there at the beginning, not going to lie, after, you know, we had a couple losses right out the gate, but we came back. They did really well in the consolation round, so I think that's good news.
So, again, how many still in the tournament?
There are five boys and one girl. Haley Winslow from Elton is still in.
Very nice. Now, by what you saw, who do you think might be able to pull this off?
My unbiased opinion is Jackson.
Right.
Will definitely pull it off. I feel good about Quentin Harrison from Elgin. I think the ones that are still left in it have a really good shot at doing well.
How do the other schools look that are not in Marion? Which other school looks very strong?
Well, I mean, they're all over Ohio, right? Like, I don't know. There's schools from all over the place. I don't even know where they are down here. Yeah, like Santa's, they're probably going to do well. There's like, you know, if you're looking closer to Marion, there's like Northmore is in it down here. That's about the next closest school, I would say.
Now, is there one wrestler that caught your eye today that is not from Marion that you thought, ooh, that person might go somewhere?
No, but there was a heavyweight guy, and he is like the biggest person I've ever seen. He is like 6'8", right?
Okay.
This means he weighs like, you know, 285. He has to weigh under 285. Right? Yeah. But he was like the tallest wrestler I've ever seen in my life.
Is he good?
Yeah. No, he did well, but like it was almost like the guy he was wrestling didn't stand a chance. He would like just hold him out at arm's length.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. If you're 6'8", this guy could walk away with it, right?
Yeah, he definitely could. I mean, I've never seen him wrestle before today, but I think he caught everybody's eye because he's just so big.
Well, right. He could stand in the parking lot and win this tournament.
I would think so.
It could be one. Now, something I want to touch on before we get, I know you're busy there and have been at the thing all day and probably having dinner late here tonight, but it's interesting, I don't know how we forgot to mention this, it's kind of a mother-son act down there because your son has media credentials as well, Owen, and the picture we got was the two of you together, so how is that working with the kiddo?
It's been so fun. I mean, like, they let him sit with me, like, in press row, so we brought our camera down, and he's been going down, like, Matt's side for all the, he's caught quite a few of the Marion boys as they're wrestling. He takes good pictures, and, you know, they're pretty strict down here with who can get down there, so it's not like parents can go down and get good pictures. So he's been trying to catch a lot of good shots of the boys, you know, because it's, like, the biggest meet of their career.
So some good quality time with the kid in media row.
Yeah, it's been so much fun.
I like that. You got two more days. And tomorrow, what's the schedule like? And Sunday, what's the schedule like?
So 9:30 tomorrow, or is one more, like another championship round. So Dax will wrestle in the morning, and then the other boys that have had one loss will wrestle. I think it starts at like maybe, I don't know, they start wrestling around noon, I believe, the consolation round. So then whoever's still in it will wrestle tomorrow night at 5:30. If they make it to tomorrow night, then they're definitely placing in the top eight.
And the winner gets a bracket, right?
The winner gets a bracket. They get a trophy. I'm trying to figure this out. A big medallion. Yeah, you know, like an Olympic medal type thing, you know.
Well, that's not. Yeah. I think that's great. Well,
it's not a giant trophy or anything like that.
Well, no, a medal's good. I think a medal's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the importance of this event for people who don't know is what? What does it mean to walk away with a big win at this?
I mean, well, you're the best in the state at your weight. I mean, there's nothing bigger in high school wrestling. This is it.
And I should mention that we'll be providing reports online because we won't be live over the weekend. So if people want to check it out, they can go online and look at the pictures and the things that are going on down there from Abby. And also, she'll be here live in the studio Monday morning, 8 to 10, and we're going to recap this whole thing, right?
Yep, absolutely. I'll do better at sending pictures tomorrow.
You're doing good. You're doing fine. Hey, do you guys have any questions? Any questions, guys?
How many girls overall are in the competition?
How many girls overall are in the competition?
Well, so I think it's the same as the boys, right? They have like 14 weight classes, and there's 16 per weight class.
Oh, very
so,
nice.
So, yeah, the only difference with the girls is they don't divide them up into like divisions. So the boys are division 1, 2, and 3, but the girls is just one division.
Carrington, any questions?
Have you seen any promising female wrestlers?
Yeah. I mean, there's girls wrestling is just it's growing on me, and it's definitely a sport that's growing pretty quickly around here. I mean, there's last year was the first year that they had state alongside the boys, and it was a sanctioned sport for OHSAA. So that's pretty cool. The girls wrestle like the same but totally different than the boys, so it's interesting.
Well, it's very cool. I can't thank you enough for calling in and doing this. It's very nice of you to do that. And, of course, as we talked about earlier, your stepson is in the competition, so best of luck to him, Dex, for a big win down there and kind of a family affair. I like it. It's very neat, and thank you for everything, and I'll see you on Monday morning.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Abby Chase reporting live from the Schottenstein Center, the big wrestling tournament going on this weekend. You don't know what's going on at this station. You get your news here.
That's so true.
Live as it happens.
Not consistent news, but some news.
Boy, you are such a doubter.
Sorry, no, it's just funny because it's like we report on the most random things. Like there have been so many sports that have gone and come and gone that we don't report on.
What do you want to report on?
I don't know. Is basketball season over?
We don't report on it. What, you have a problem with reporting on the wrestling championships?
No, I think that's so cool. It's just funny that we happen to do wrestling. But like I said, but basketball, how does football end?
So the thing is, I'm actually intending on next year trying to do the football games.
Oh, okay.
See if we could do that, but I mean, I don't know, because those are on Friday nights, which is when the Friday night show would be. So.
Well, you could call in reports.
Yeah.
I mean, the games are usually over by 9.
But I mean, Abby, her son is there, and then so she just decided that, I mean, she obviously knows more than us about wrestling, because her stepson has been doing it since, I mean, I assume since forever. So.
Very young, and I love that she's working with her son in the media department. I think that's great.
Yeah,
that's so fun that they have a family event going on there.
I like bringing families together.
You're such a giver, Scott.
See, it's things, this is why we have moments.
Why?
Because that doesn't seem sincere when you say it.
You're such a giver.
Okay, whatever you got.
You are such a giver, Scott.
Well, thank you. That's very nice.
You're welcome.
Now, how many times were you ever on the front page of the paper before me?
I don't remember.
That's exactly right.
Once.
Oh, don't tell that story again. Please, don't tell that.
I haven't heard it.
No.
I mean, it's not.
It wasn't featured.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. Like, it wasn't because of me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, okay. I just happened to be the picture.
Oh. In any event, so let's move on with what we got going on here tonight. Unless you want to talk more about that.
No, I'm okay.
Got any more wrestling stories?
I'm wrestling storied out.
All right. Well, we've got some interesting stories here tonight. We got 17 minutes. We can do this one. I like this one, to be honest with you. Oh, no. We got to do this. We haven't talked about this on this program. We did it on the television program. Excuse me. I got so much stuff written down here. Kiwanis. I've got wrestling reports. I've got us on the cover of the Marian Star. What are you doing here?
I was just trying to get comfy.
What? You do need beds? What is this?
No, I'm just kicking my feet up. I'm fine.
I swear. In any event, you and I attended the Turn Up the Heat last Saturday night at the Women's Club Home, the big gala, gala, however you want to say it.
Yes.
What did you think?
We had a great time. I previously talked about how it was full of Marian's celebrities, I would say. All of the doctors and lawyers and rich people were there, and we got to dress up, and there was a lot of good food. I definitely remember that.
Imagine, she remembers the food.
Yeah,
I can't.
Delicious.
I had no idea.
I know.
It was big people food, though. It was. I don't want to say classy food. No, let's go that way.
Refined palate.
Yes.
Like,
I mean, it was strawberries and big pepperoni. like the big wrestler down there. Like people, food for people who were 6'8". It was pepperoni and crackers and dips. And
that's what 6'8" people eat.
Shrimp cocktail and
pepperoni.
And, okay. You were knocking it back.
It was delicious. Okay. It was great, yeah.
So you got all dressed up. It was a nice little thing. And our very own Linda Sims won the competition for female best female dance performer.
Yes, and we both correctly predicted who the winner of the male and female category of the tournament would be. So that was pretty cool.
And we were there for 4.5 hours together, just you and I, in dress clothes. Mm-hmm. And I think we had a very good time.
We did. I liked doing our little reports whenever there was downtime. And I liked the consistent eating and serving of food. That was cool. I liked watching the dances go on. And I really liked the auction, honestly. I thought that was so interesting to watch go down.
It was very interesting. But I thought the whole night was just generally fun.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I think if there wasn't food involved in this event, I don't think Carrington would have liked it so much.
Well, see, this is a misnomer because I was there. I mean, yes, she did eat a lot. She eats a lot everywhere she goes. She just tomorrow, I know she'll eat a lot. She says she doesn't like the pancakes, but I know she'll eat a lot.
I like pancakes. They're very filling, though. I think I'll eat like 2 max.
We'll see. I think she was just generally having a good time, and I wondered about it, because going in, she had said, you know, what's the age of the group of the people in here? So I think there was a little bit of apprehension going in, but you were laughing and having a good time the entire night.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a few people there, so it was funny to be at an event with, like, people who I went to high schools with, like their mom and stuff. I was like, oh, hello, like, yes, I belong here, same as you, hi.
See,
that's how I felt.
I felt like, who is the guy who, took Cinderella off the floor where she's scrubbing the floor?
Prince Charming.
Was it Prince Charming? Yeah. I feel like I took you, you're normally you're scrubbing floors, and I got you, I took you up and took you to the ball.
I'm Cinderella.
You're Cinderella. That's what it reminded me of.
Oh, wow.
Because normally you dress like this. And you weren't, it was formal.
Why would I put on a formal dress to come here and sit?
Well, I'm not saying you would, but I'm saying just in the context of where we've been.
Yes, you haven't gotten to see dress up opportunities.
Right, so I felt like, you know, I took you from the scrubs to the...
From rags to riches.
From the rags to riches. And the front page of the paper and everything else.
Yeah, it's been a month, that's for sure.
It's been a week.
That's true.
All this has happened in a week. It's been a busy week.
It's been a week,
that's for sure. All right, so there you go.
How else would you rather spend the week?
Well, I really don't know. And you came over and watched the State of the Union last night. We tried to invite her. She was a stick in the mud, whatever.
I'm sorry. I was busy.
See, I find that hard to believe, but we'll go along with that story.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't really, I mean, you know, it's just one of those things.
Where I'm not busy very much?
I mean, you say you are, but it doesn't really seem like event busy. It just seems like we're all bored to death. Let's stare at each other.
What?
It doesn't seem like, you know, real busy.
What? That was so mean. Why did you say that?
No, I mean, it was just my take on how things have always played out.
Why?
Because that's just the impression I get.
That everyone's bored at the events that I'm at?
No, I don't even think they're events. I don't think you classify them as events. You asked me if I thought you were alone. I don't think you're alone. I just think it's not really events that you're having. I think it's everybody's bored out of their mind, so let's get together and stare at each other and see if we can get a laugh here going or something.
That's untrue, but thank you for your opinion.
That's just what I believe.
That's okay. Yeah, okay. Believe what you want.
I mean, haven't you kind of always got that impression, Matt?
You know, if I'm being 100% honest, I'm not sure I've ever thought about it all that much.
Well, neither did I till just this moment, but that's just what I've gleaned from the whole thing. But that's okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's fine, that's how I like to spend my time.
Yeah, no, that's...
However you want to spend it.
You guys do crazy things like watch the State of the Union address.
Now get negative. Now see it? A negative turn.
I mean, that's how I make plans with my friends. I'll be bored, and I'll be like, what are you doing? And then I'll just go over there. There ain't nothing else to do. Not
exactly.
I mean, they're not
why
like...
Why was that a dig to you?
Because you said we just stare at each other because we're bored.
I don't know what you do. I mean, I can't imagine...
Anything fun going on?
I did not say that. Don't.
I mean, I think it was more of like, I was like he's saying, like, when you say you're busy, it's more of a just like... You're in the company of another person.
Yeah, you act like you've got, like, plans lined up in some date book. I don't think that's what's going on. I think you, hey, okay, let's hang out. You know, one of those things.
Yeah. Just because they're not like formal plans where we have appointments to get to, like.
No, I'm just saying. Plans. I think you're just, you don't want me to finish this sentence. It's not going to get any better from this point. So why don't we just leave that where it is?
I agree.
Okay. Thank you. I think I made my point. But anyway, Matt, we had a good time.
Sorry. For a second.
Yeah, it was so good. Matt can barely remember.
The last 30 seconds, there was just a lot.
It was a lot. I'll give it to you. It was a lot.
So the State of the Union was pretty good. I honestly think that, I mean...
It's not like we just sat there in silence and watched the State of the Union.
Yeah, no, like, he every time he would, like, make a quip towards the audience, he'd be like, hey, look at that, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, and we were having a good time laughing, we were talking.
Yep.
You stayed till midnight last night. I mean, it certainly was long after the State of the Union was over.
At least an hour.
There you go.
I'm glad you guys had fun. I'm sorry I couldn't come. I wish I could have.
We invited you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I couldn't make it. So thank you for inviting me.
I don't feel the sincerity in that, but that's okay.
Why do I have to convince you that I wanted to come?
The message itself was kind of funny because it was just like, oh, my bad. I'm in Columbia.
Oh, was it not aw? How did you spell aw?
It was like
A-W-W, A-W-E?
It was like A-W-H.
Oh, A-W-H.
Aw.
That's not how you spell aw. A-W-E is how you spell aw.
Okay.
I think those are different kinds of aw. Like,
you can do A-W-W-W.
Like, she did, like, aw, shoot. Like, all A-W-E's, like...
Shoot.
Yeah, you're in.
Aw,
shucks, man, I can't make it.
Well, you know, you missed it, huh? So I'm telling you, you missed it. Oh, no, the funny part is where it started, where Matt came in and apparently had a tapeworm going on, and he decided that he wanted an apple.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes into my kitchen.
I just kind of saw the apple.
This is exactly... Now, you got to tell the conversation how it went, because this is important. I had a bowl of apples on the table.
Yeah, so I just walked in the house, and I don't know why, but I just
went right. Started. I'm sitting in the living room. He decides he's going to walk the house.
I just kind of glanced in the kitchen, and I saw the apple sitting on the table. I was like, hey, can I have one of these apples? And he said, they're not real.
They're not real apples.
So then I was like, okay.
I felt terrible, because then I felt like I got no apples for him. I did not realize.
You offer him something else.
Why, everything is fake.
No, you don't have any real food at your house.
No, so it was.
He didn't ask for anything else.
Yeah, no, the apple. Like, I just saw an apple, and I was like, I haven't had an apple in ages. The apple looks pretty good. It wasn't real.
So those are perfect looking apples.
That's why
perfect
it looks pretty good.
Apple.
Those apples are perfectly aged on the table. No, they're fake apples.
Got it.
I don't think you could keep real apples. I would not. You know, they would go bad. With one person living there, you wouldn't eat that many apples in the course of a lifetime.
I mean, you could eat an apple a day.
Yeah, but I still think a bag of apples, you're not going to...
How is your grocery shopping, like, living alone? I feel like that would be overwhelming. Like, anything you buy,
very
you have
depressing
to...
and sad is it's what not, it is. It's depressing.
If you're making it that way...
No, it's great. I love it.
I know. I'm just curious. Like, what are some...
You asked it like there was some kind of stigma to me. Like, I should be living in a leper colony or something.
No.
What's grocery shopping like for you when you live alone?
What is it like? Like, what items are you getting? Are there things you can't get because you live alone and you're like, I can't eat that fast enough?
If I wanted it, I would do it, whether it would spoil or not. But normally I just get the things that I like to eat that are easy.
So, like, do you make a lot of meals?
No, because usually when you make a meal, that's for a lot of people, and I just don't do that.
So what's your day-to-day go-to eating thing that you make for yourself, like as... One person.
Well, I eat the fake apples.
Right.
Yeah. Fake apples from time to
time. I have the fake apples.
No, I eat a lot of salad. If you looked in my refrigerator, you'd see a lot of salad. You would see some, like, shredded cheese. You would see some ranch dressing. You would see some lemonade. It's weird. I don't drink any sodas at home, so you wouldn't see that. Mm-hmm. It's lemonade. I drink at home. What else is in the refrigerator right now? Oh, cottage cheese. I have some cottage cheese in there. I have some whipped cream in there. That's... Easy to eat, no sugar, nothing bad.
So you don't
in there.
Eat very many like warm meals?
Oh no, I eat warm meals, but I don't eat like those meals you put in the microwave or anything like that.
So you cook yourself?
Yeah.
A warm meal. Like what's a one person warm meal that you make? Sorry, I'm so interested in this right
Why
now.
Why is this so interesting?
I was just wondering what people like whenever you live alone, like cooking sounds overwhelming for one person. So if you're making the choice,
you cook
to
for
cook,
yourself.
But it's just for one person.
Yeah, but if you like, what? Okay, for, what do you eat?
I eat a lot of pasta.
Okay, so if I wanted pasta, I would boil some spaghetti.
Right, I was just curious if you do that a lot.
If I want it. But I'm not a big pasta person to begin with. Okay. It's like in the bread category. It's not my thing, so I don't eat a whole lot of it.
Salads are the go-to.
Yeah, I like salads a lot. They're easy. I enjoy them. You can do them 1,000 different ways. I like salad.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
I'm done now.
What a strange topic to get off on here.
I was just curious.
But now we're at 55 minutes past the hour, so I feel like getting into a topic is a little too much at this point. We're not going to make it.
No.
So
we're not going to make it.
We're not going to make it. We'll have to bring it back next hour. But any more brilliant things you want to talk about? By the way, if you want to call in, we've got 5 minutes to kill here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. And again, we thank Abby for the report from the Schottenstein Center at the big wrestling event.
There's no one out there. Our salad conversation got them to leave.
No. You know, I think in general, you have to be on an interesting topic. Like a certain topic. Topics hit people in an interesting way. Not everybody has anything to say about everything.
Right.
I mean, if you don't have anything, if you were sitting at home listening and you had nothing to say.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of nice because it's like, I wonder if people at home feel like we're friends with them because they're listening to our, like, little inside conversation and they're like,
that's why we get things in the mail.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there is something interesting. We take a lot of pictures here. We do the promo pictures on Wednesday and Friday night. And the other night, we took a picture with duct tape over our mouth. And I didn't think that would be one of the more popular pictures because the ones that have been the most popular were kissing a pumpkin, face smush. Those are the ones that have got the most attention. But that duct tape picture got a lot of attention from your mother. Who commented on there, and Matt's sister. I think it's the only time we had family members from both areas commenting on the picture, and your mom's comment, now see I'm trying to do this from memory, but it was something to the effect of maybe that'll work at home or something like that.
Yeah, like send that duct tape home.
Send that duct tape home. Oh, see, you saw it.
I think I did see that.
Yeah, and Matt's sister said something like, I should have tried this before or something like that.
I don't know, I didn't look.
That's what she said. I get notifications because I post the pictures.
About what?
Like when somebody comments on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just turn off the Facebook notifications.
Well, you wouldn't get them because...
I would get them.
We would?
If I'm tagged in the post.
Really? If you're tagged, you get the notifications?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know that. It would say, like, for example, like Scott Spears commented in a post that you're mentioned in. Or you're there in a post that you're tagged in.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, no, so then I turn it off because it's just forever going off.
Yeah, it's one of those
too
things.
Too much.
But that's interesting, though, because clearly you talk too much.
I think she was just trying to be funny. I don't think she thinks I talk too much. Yeah, it was comedy.
Oh, okay.
She's a jokester.
So you're not much of a talker at home.
I'm not saying I'm not a talker, but like, if anyone's the talker in our family, I don't think it's me.
Oh, who would it be?
My mom likes to talk.
Oh, so she was. It was kind of ironic then that she would make that comment.
A little bit.
Well, that's interesting.
So. Yeah.
And Matt, you and your sister, you've told me don't see eye to eye at all. You said that on this show. She taking a dig there, or was it just like I'm going to be funny?
I think she thought she was being funny.
Oh, she was being funny. It was a good comedy line.
Yeah, it was all just for the jokes.
Oh, it was big funny there. That pose was nothing but comedy.
Everyone's family is hilarious.
Everybody's a comedian.
Yes.
50 bazillion comedians out of work, but we got them all over the place around here.
That's right.
So that's the week that was. Wrestling, reports, trips.
Who came up with that duct tape picture idea?
Well, I think I did.
Oh, is that so?
I think that was my idea.
Sorry, I was just curious.
No, you did. Every so often, you come around with a good one. But then, like, we're going to go to break here in a minute, and I'll say, okay, we need to take the picture real quick. And you'll say, I got nothing.
It's just if inspiration comes to me. You can't hit it out of the park every time, you know?
It's like Picasso, huh?
Yeah.
Inspiration has to come to you?
Yes. Yes, you can't force something like inspiration.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, that's why some pictures are great and sometimes it's like there's nothing.
We're going to break here. We're going to come back and we're going to come back with current events. And we've got some really good ones tonight. So I know your lips are pursed. Go ahead and say it.
cheese dip.
Get some cheese dip and come back with us on the other side on the big Friday night program, News Galore.
To wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and